Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with lesson 248, Whatever Suffers is Not Part of Me. This may be hard to understand, because whatever is suffering certainly feels like it's part of you. But let's go back to the analogy, where we see truth out over on our left, and the illusion out over on our right. If we focus on the illusions on our right, this is the zone where we would experience ourselves as a separated being and a separated body in a world of separated forms. This is an effect of the idea that we have been separated from God, which has never occurred. But as a child of God, if we hold on to that idea, we are now looking at that idea in the form of an illusion. But because we have the power of God within us, we can actually project that idea and actually experience it as if it is real. But A Course in Miracles is teaching us that it indeed is not the truth. It is not even real. That if we go back over here to the left and we experience what is true once again, we would find that what God created has nothing to do with darkness, suffering, illness, lack, or even death. What God created is eternal, constant, now, and always, complete, whole, loving, and pure. As we focus on the truth of our identity, you see the effect of that truth is that all of our illusions would be brought to the truth, where they would be undone and restored and healed right there in the presence of the truth. So today, let us leave a space within our mind to understand that we do not see the whole picture here, that we are only looking at our own projections of our own misunderstandings. And if we would go back over to what is true and simply place our attention there, we would discover that what suffers is truly not a part of us. And as we go back to what is a part of us, we would find that suffering is actually impossible. Which the effect of that is that the suffering you are now experiencing becomes undone. Dear God, help us to accept our true identity, that what you created is true now and always. That we are not a body that is vulnerable to suffering, disease, lack, and death. Today, let us remember that we are one with you, that we are all powerful because the power that you created dwells within us. Today, we accept our true identity. We are spirit eternal, forever healed and happy and whole. And as we hold the place for this truth to reemerge, to be remembered in our mind, the effect is that we would experience the happy and healed life. Whatever suffers is not part of me.